Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. And New Yorkers were shaken at about 9:30 East Coast time by a huge explosion and building collapse. Actually, two side-by-side five-story residential buildings at Park and 116th in East Harlem fell, creating a plume of smoke and dust that could be seen for miles. At least two people are dead, more than a dozen hurt. More than 100 firefighters are battling a blaze at the site, which is adjacent to a set of Metro North commuter railroad tracks. Service to and from Grand Central Terminal has been halted. Here's Mayor de Blasio from a press conference.
This is a tragedy of the worst kind because there was no indication in time to save people.
Ilya Maritz of WNYC is at the site. And Ilya, the mayor says no indication in time to save people, but we hear early reports that people did smell gas and the utility company was on its way when the explosion happened.
Yeah, that's right. Well, he told us that a call was made about 15 minutes before the explosion to report a gas leak, first responders were actually on their way when the explosion happened. So that's about all we know right now. I'm sure they're going to be sifting through a lot of these details in the days ahead.
What did he say about what happens now? Turning off the gas?
Yeah, turning off the gas is not going to be so simple, apparently. You can't hear it so much from where I am now, but there's been a consistent sound of jackhammers for the whole time that I've been on the scene. And I believe that is Con Ed, the local utility, trying to get into the piping that they need to switch off. Again, we don't know the reason why it's quite so complicated. I'm frankly a little surprised that it can't be done more quickly. But we do know the fire continues to rage, and so if there's still gas on the site, that can only make it worse.
Yeah. Well, these were apartments above storefronts, one a church, another a store. But we've been seeing stories all morning of people who had just left the house. You know, they had just gone to work. We are hearing of at least two who have been killed. But do we know how many more others might have been still inside those buildings?
Well, 18 people were injured, as far as we know, but the mayor emphasized several times that fire and police are going to have to go through the building and look for more injured people. We don't really know. Seems like there are a number of people reported missing. Now, maybe that they just can't be contacted or, you know, yeah, they just haven't been able to report themselves to their relatives yet, but there are some missing as well.
When you say go through the building, I mean, it's go through the rubble. There is nothing there. It's really quite something, and I'm thinking for New Yorkers in particular who, you know, there have been other building collapses, but also, of course, the shadow of 9/11 over everything. How are people doing?
Well, they're all right. You know, New York turns out a crowd when there's a disaster, and we are accustomed to water main breaks and falling edifices from time to time. I've spent a long time on the street talking with a lot of people, some of whom had only were woken up by the explosion. Some people sleep late. There was another gentleman who was trying to get back to his home. He and his wife live across the street from the building. He was trying to get back in to get to his wife and their puppies. Apparently they raised puppies, and he was sort of increasingly agitated that police were not letting him cross lines.
Yeah, well, quite.
It definitely disrupted life in this neighborhood.
Yeah. Ilya Maritz of WNYC at the building collapse there in New York. Ilya, thank you.
You're welcome.
And by the way, San Francisco saw a massive fire at an apartment building construction site. That fire began yesterday, forcing evacuations. There are reports that blaze might have been linked to welding. So, you know, huge, huge catastrophic fires on both coasts. You're listening to Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.